Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. An injured snow machiner spent three frigid nights on the tundra before being rescued. The man left Barrow on a snow machine Saturday night for a 50-mile trip to the village of Akasak, but never arrived. And blowing snow made ground and air searches impossible. It was not until Tuesday that a pilot heard the man's weak radio signal and located him about 14 miles from the village. The man had driven his snow machine into a ravine. He was taken to Alaska Native Medical Center for treatment. Federal fishery scientists plan to survey Pacific Northwest and Alaska waters to determine if a harmful European fish virus has spread here. This week, scientists in British Columbia announced they have found the fish-killing virus in wild Pacific salmon for the first time. Northwest News Network correspondent Tom Bonsi has more.
The detection of the contagion in wild British Columbia sockeye comes as a surprise. Infectious salmon anemia is not harmful to humans, but the virus has previously inflicted heavy losses on Atlantic fish farms. The big unknown is how vulnerable wild Pacific salmon and herring are. The Western Fisheries Research Center lab in Seattle plans to investigate quickly, says microbiologist Jim Winton.
It could range from relatively severe to maybe not so severe, depending on the susceptibility of these stocks.
Some wild salmon advocates strongly suspect the disease was introduced to the North Pacific via farmed Atlantic salmon. They want saltwater salmon farms in Washington and British Columbia shut down while the outbreak is investigated. The BC salmon farm industry insists tests on their fish have found no signs of infection. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.
Plea agreements for former Alaska lawmakers Vic Corian and Pete Cott call for sentences of time served with a period of supervised release for both. Corian and Cott were among those caught in a wide-ranging probe of political corruption in Alaska. Their earlier convictions were tossed out by an appeals court because of mistakes made by prosecutors, but not before both had served nearly 2 years in jail. Corian and Cott are both scheduled to plead guilty tomorrow. The next hearing in a case of three Arkansas teenagers accused of murdering a young Juneau man is not scheduled for another 2 months. Arkansas court records indicate that a December 12th hearing has been scheduled for motions in the case. 16-year-old Timothy Tyler Norwood, 16-year-old Clinton LaVon Ross, and 17-year-old Richard Shelby Wybark have each been charged with second-degree murder. They're accused of beating 19-year-old Kevin Thornton of Juneau to death last July in the Malvern, Arkansas area. A school-wide service is planned at Juneau Douglas High School today for a teacher there. Allie McKenna unexpectedly passed away over the weekend. The 42-year-old literature and English teacher was also an advisor for the student publication The Ego. The student council is sponsoring a student remembrance in honor of Allie McKenna at 4:15 this afternoon in the auditorium. And Alaska Electric Light and Power plans a test of the emergency evacuation sirens at Salmon Creek at 9 o'clock this morning. The 97-year-old Salmon Creek Dam provides electricity and drinking water for Juneau, and every year, AELMP is required to test the sirens for residents and businesses in the floodplain who would have to evacuate if the dam ever fails. Forecast calls for showers today.